President Macron has become a madman, says senior opposition MP. By Peter Cattell on April 11, 2023. French President Emmanuel Macron is a madman, a senior figure within the French Parliament has declared. Boris Vioud, who leads the Socialist Party within the French Parliament, has described Emmanuel Macron as being a madman in an interview. The denunciation is one of many others leveled at the French president in recent days, with the head of state angering allies and enemies alike with his aggressive push to pass reforms at, seemingly, any cost. According to a report in Le Figaro, Vioud lashed out at Macron's continued bullheaded support for his pension reform system, something that is overwhelmingly unpopular in the country. "I do not accept that Emmanuel Macron has a mandate to apply this reform," the socialist leader said. He meanwhile described Macron as seemingly becoming ever more entrenched in the Élysée Palace as opposition to him mounts, attacking the obstinacy of the president, who he now considers a madman, who has opted to lash out at the general public for opposing him rather than listen to their perspectives. "Humiliation is a form of government method with Emmanuel Macron," Vioud said, adding that France was now in a democratic crisis thanks to Macron. In response to the French president's forcing through of his extremely unpopular pension reforms, the senior socialist said that his party was now planning on tabling a new bill in the country's parliament aimed at reversing the forcibly implemented changes. "It would be a way to give voice to the French who demand a form of continuous democracy," he said, referencing the fact that the parliament was not given an opportunity to vote on the reforms the first time around due to the French government abusing a constitutional loophole. Such a bill is likely not at the forefront of Macron's mind right now, though, with the French president having seemingly moved on to antagonizing the United States over issues in China. Speaking to Politico, the French head of state advocated for Europe to reduce reliance on the US dollar, as well as work to build a decent relationship with China. Warning against the continent becoming a vassal to either power, Macron also advocated for Europe to largely leave the issue of Taiwan alone, saying that it was not in its interests to go poking its nose into the issue. "The question Europeans need to answer, is it in our interest to accelerate a crisis on Taiwan? No," he said. "The worst thing would be to think that we Europeans must become followers on this topic and take our cue from the US agenda and a Chinese overreaction. Europeans cannot resolve the crisis in Ukraine. How can we credibly say on Taiwan, 'Watch out, if you do something wrong we will be there'?" He went on to ask. "If you really want to increase tensions, that's the way to do it." Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.